Tainus, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. Ein gozer Tainus al Tzibur, betchila b'chamishi. They cannot be gozer a Tainus on the Tzibur that would start on Thursday. Shlola hafkia hasha'arim. That it shouldn't raise the market prices. And the Rav explains, why would this happen? Because people would be buying at the end of Thursday night, when they'd be allowed to eat. They'd first be buying food because they'd be starving from not eating all day. And they'd also be buying food for Shabbos. So the grocery stores would think that the famine was coming to the world because they wouldn't realize why they're buying so much food. And everybody's coming in to buy so much food, and they would cause the prices to be drastically raised. So to prevent that, they never started the set of fasting on a Thursday. They started it always on a Monday. This way, once it already started, then the shopkeepers, the grocery stores would understand what was going on. So Taisantiv goes into, how would this happen? Wouldn't the grocery stores know that there was a tainus going on? So those that say we're dealing with the grocery stores either were goyish grocery stores, or at least the people that were running it were goyim. Or Taisantiv brings it's possible maybe it was a Jew, but he just wasn't paying attention. Or the Rav also brings another pshat that the reason that they wouldn't start fasting on a Thursday is the shopkeeper would think, why would the Chachamim be misakin starting a fast so close to Shabbos? Must be that there's a famine that's in the land. That's why they're starting it right away. So for all these reasons, we do not start the Tainus on a Thursday. Ela Shalosh Tanius, Harishonus, Sheni, V'chamishi, V'sheni. Rather, the first three Tainus always are Sheni, Monday, V'chamishi, Thursday, V'sheni, and then another Monday. V'sholosh Shnius, however, the second set, Chamishi, Sheni, V'chamishi. Once the cycle is already passed and everybody knows what's going on, then the second set of fasts, you can start it on a Thursday. So it could be Thursday, Monday, and then Thursday. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kishem Shein HaRishonis B'chamishi, Kach Lo Shnius V'lo Yacharonis. Just like the first set of fasts cannot start on Thursday, so too the second set of fasts, and so too the last set of fasts that have 7 fast days. And the Tesis Antiv explains, Rabbi Yossi, because Mistama, they would wait a little bit, and they'd be mitzapel Yeshua, they would wait to see if their davenings from all these fasts were answered the way they wanted, that there would be rain, or whatever they were davening for, or fasting for. So if there was a time period that they waited for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response, so there was some type of break. So therefore, since there's a break, according to Biyosi, you shouldn't start the fast on a Thursday, because it's not a continuation of the previous cycle. So it's really a brand new cycle.